Ivan Illich, a former Catholic priest and champion iconoclast, has died in Germany. He was 76. Illich's writings challenge mandatory schooling, even though he was an educator, and the Catholic Church, even though he'd been a priest. In the process of his questioning, he helped remake the sociological map for the baby boom generation. At one time a worldwide intellectual tour de force, Illich's ideas were much less in vogue in the decades before his death. Carl Mitchum is a professor at the Colorado School of Mines who's written about Illich's sociological theories and his turbulent relationship with the Catholic Church.
He was a radical social critic who, because of his fundamentally radical Christian commitments, saw the Catholic Church as not living up to its own ideals and felt like he had to try to call it to accounts. I would compare Ivan Illich in some ways with Dorothy Day, who was one of the founders of the Catholic Worker Movement. She was a loyal member of the Catholic Church, but she felt like that in many instances the Church wasn't living up to its own gospel ideals, and therefore had to criticize it.
But Illich didn't just talk about the failings of the church in society. He talked about many sociological phenomena as having failed the populace, whether it was science or a more secular notion of education. He said it often made people dumb. He came to say that hospitals created more sickness than they did health. His ideas seemed to bleed over into becoming provocative, almost for the sake of being provocative.
I think that's really a misreading of Illich, to say that he was just a radical provocateur for the purposes of being a provocateur, that he really identified something which he called counterproductivity. Oftentimes, in many areas of our lives, we pursue something to the point where it becomes counterproductive. It doesn't get us what we're after, but we, because we're so committed to the pursuit of this, which at one point was effective, we fail to be able to step back and take a critical look at what we're doing. And he saw this operative in many different social institutions. And I think in a lot of areas, we now almost take some of his insights for granted.
Did you ever meet him?
Yes. I've known Illich for 15 years.
And what sort of a person was he? You undoubtedly had conversations.
Well-educated, multilingual, in some sense autodidact. He loved to have conversations around a dinner table, a little pasta, a candle, good friends talking. But the conversation would be going on simultaneously in German and French and English and in Spanish. And he would be trying to translate for people who were missing things in other languages and yet carrying on the conversation, sort of like a maestro, almost like a music conductor. And at the same time, pushing everybody to think harder, to think more deeply about what they were saying. It was a remarkable experience.
Did he feel in any sense, Mr. Mitchum, at the end of his life, that history had passed him by?
Yes. I think that at the end of his life, he was completely ready to die because he realized that his historical role had been completed.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us, Mr. Mitchum.
Thank you.
Carl Mitchum is co-editor of the book The Challenges of Ivan Illich, A Collective Reflection. He spoke with us from Golden, Colorado.